Thanks, Lindsay. So we are thinking about festivals and feasting and celebrations this morning. Before I begin, I don't want us to ignore what has happened in the country this week. So if you could just put the festivals and so on hold just for a second, because I'm conscious that for a lot of people here, their mood may be one of celebration, and it may be one of being very far from celebration after the referendum this week. Whatever your view of Europe was or is, it is clear that there have been deep divisions and fears unearthed during this campaign. I want to read part of a statement that was issued on Friday by the Joint Public Issues Team of the Baptist Union, and they say this: "We now face an inevitable process of change, and with that will come uncertainty. As people of faith, we can draw strength from recognizing that God's purposes prevail beyond any political alliance or union. As God's word expresses the intent that every nation shall be blessed, we have a place within the wider world that includes a responsibility towards those who are the most impoverished and needy. As the implications of this historic decision continue to emerge, we call upon those who lead us to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly in the ways of God's kingdom." And so on that theme, let's just pray together. God of every nation and people, at this historic moment, we pray for all who are affected by the decision that we have made. Whatever differences this has revealed within our own society, may they not eclipse what we have in common. Where the narratives of political debate have caused harm and division, help us to reclaim the true values of our shared humanity. Where exaggeration and distortion have generated suspicion and fear, may truth and honesty restore hope and goodness. We pray for all the nations of Europe that you will help us to find ways of living and working together to pursue the mercy and justice that you require. We recommit ourselves together to the values of your eternal kingdom and pray that along with all people, we might help your world become more as you intend it. Amen. So, back to today. And you might think that festivals is a funny theme to have for an all-age service, because while we know that there are lots of festivals and celebrations, and we've been hearing about lots of them, are they really anything to get excited about as Christians? I mean, most of us are up for having a bit of fun, but why is that something that we would be talking about at church on a Sunday morning? Not even as if all these festivals, as we've just been hearing, had anything to do with God. Some of them, of course, do. Christmas, Easter, Harvest, Pentecost. We've mentioned several more. But what about all the festivals that we see that have nothing to do with Christianity at all? As Lindsay said, we've just finished the Beltane Festival, which actually has its roots in an ancient pagan feast. Of course, it doesn't have those links to paganism anymore. But why would Christians even have anything to do with it, let alone enthusiastically participate in it? Well, I want to suggest two reasons why we should be doing exactly that. First, because we have got so much to celebrate. Let me read to you from Isaiah chapter 12. It says this: "In that day, you will say, I will praise you, Lord. Although you are angry with me, your anger has turned away and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you." Now look, that's just one passage out of hundreds that we could take to highlight how much God has done for us. The Lord has done glorious things. Shout aloud and sing for joy. Celebrating is something that that should come naturally to us because we've got a reason to celebrate. People come together for parties, birthday parties, anniversaries, weddings, all sorts of things like that because it reminds them that life is good and should be celebrated. And as Christians, we celebrate at Easter and Christmas, but should we not celebrate that fact and the fact that God loves us every day? Obviously, that doesn't mean that we can't do anything else. There are times to weep and mourn. Just today, in fact, let me mention this. Many of you will know Bill Scott. Kieran Scott was last year's cornet. And his dad, Bill Scott, is an old people's hand. He's been very ill in hospital this week, and we've just heard that he died yesterday. Please do keep the Scots in your prayers. There are times to weep and mourn. There are times to stand up against evil and against injustice. But I wonder if our default position, the starting place for the way we react to life, should actually be much more one of celebration than it sometimes is. I was looking up, I was looking for a particular verse this week, and I'd Googled what does the Bible have to say about parties, expecting to see lots of, you know, rejoicing. And I found website after website saying, oh, parties, they're terrible, wicked, debauched things. I thought, oh, no. We've so missed the point sometimes. God has given us a wonderful life, and we do not give glory to him by being miserable about it. And secondly, second reason why I think we should do this, and I think this one is less obvious, but it's just as important. Festivals give us an opportunity to build relationships in our community. I've said this plenty of times before, and I will say it again. God invented the idea of community. It's not just some random social or political idea. It is an essential part of the way God has designed us to live. We live in an age and in a culture where the idea of community is much weaker than it has ever been in the past. And as Christians, we can't just say, that's a political problem. It's a shame, but it's got nothing to do with us. It is absolutely to do with us. Community is our Father's design. And we have got the responsibility to build and strengthen it. So, how do we do that? Well, in a whole load of different ways, starting with you and me and the people that we live with and work with and are neighbors to. But the way we're thinking about today, one of the most effective ways, surely one of the most fun ways, is to celebrate with people, to have a festival. Let me talk about two festivals in particular. First one, we've mentioned several times already, the one that's just finished, and it is the Beltane Festival. Some of you were out there during the week getting involved and taking part in things. Out down at the Rideout, handing out teas and coffees, or lining the streets, or dressing up, just generally taking part. Some of you weren't. Now, I'm not saying this to chastise, but I do want to challenge all of us when next year's Beltane Festival comes around to think, how can I take part in this in ways that allow me to be salt and light, which allow me to share God's goodness, and in ways which will strengthen and build relationships with the community that I'm in. And secondly, I want to mention another event coming up in August. You're all familiar with the Big Sunday Festival, which the churches in Peebles have come together to run for the last 2 years as a gift for the community. Now, let's be honest, that has been really hard work. It's been fantastic fun, but it's been really hard work. So this year, we're not having the Big Sunday Festival. But we are having the Big Sunday Picnic, and that is coming up here. It's going to be much simpler. It's an all-age, open-air service on Tweed Green followed by a picnic, community sports, games like tug of war. So there won't be all the different events and marquees and gazebos and so on. There'll just be a stage, and there will be you sitting on a blanket with a picnic that you've brought. And we're going to have great fun. And whereas in previous years, we've said to people in churches, we'll all come together and dedicate the day to God in the morning and then bring your friends along in the afternoon. Well, this year, we're saying, bring your friends in the morning. Bring your friends to the service because it's going to be fun. It's going to be very accessible. It's going to be very simple. All you need to bring is a rug to sit on and some food to eat. There will be a few chairs for those of you who can't manage to sit on a rug. Fair enough. But if you can manage to sit on a rug, then do that. There will be something much bigger and even more exciting next year, but you'll have to wait for that. Incidentally, those postcards that have gone around about the Big Sunday Picnic, we've got stacks of them, and there's loads more left on the table at the front. So please do take some extras to give to your friends and say, come along. Don't just put it through their doors. You have to say to them, this is happening. Come along with me. So finally, and speaking of big, what is our big Bible challenge for this month? Big Bible challenge is something we've been doing all year at our all-age services, taking one of those verses from the Bible that sounds good, but that we don't always take very seriously, taking one of those verses and actually putting it into practice. So this month's verse is from Paul's letter to the church in Corinth. It's going around now. You should get a card. And the verse says this: whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Now, Paul was talking about a specific problem that they had about whether to eat certain foods. But I don't think I'm twisting the sense of what he was trying to apply it to here. Whatever you do, whatever party or festival you're going to, whatever special occasion arises that you're invited to, even if it's just having a sandwich or a cup of coffee with some friends, do it for the glory of God. So when you get that card, tuck it away somewhere safe, and when you get home, stick it up somewhere where you will see it this month, where it will be a reminder all through the month to do everything for the glory of God. Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you have given us so much to celebrate. We talk about celebration a lot here in church. That's because we have got such a good life to celebrate. So many extra things that you've given us, that you've done for us, in your love and your faithfulness and your outrageous generosity. Lord, challenge us to take those celebrations and that joy and that festivity out to the community we live in so that we can build relationships with them and bring people to know your love and the joy and fullness of life that you bring. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.